Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. It's Schaefer Landit here with Indianola junior George Blake after a sweep of Norwalk at home against Norwalk, hosting Norwalk here in the new complex. Indianola, George started off the first game with a pretty dominant pitching performance, 7 strikeouts in 7 innings. And, well, first of all, let's just start. You've got a great squad here, a great group of seniors. You put together an offensive clinic in the second game, winning by 10. And just tell me a little bit about what today was like, really taking it to Norwalk and getting the sweep.
Yeah, first game we started off slow. Our defense was playing well, had a couple good hits, but overall wasn't scoring runs. I think a big hit out of Asher Brick got us going and got us flowing with our offense, and we put a bunch of good ABs tonight, and I thought a lot of guys were working good counts and hitting hard balls.
You were working pretty well on the mound from the start today. You started off, I mean, your fastball was looking pretty good. A lot of hitters were behind you. Only one that really that one hit to Owen Siemens. Other than that, really under control. Just tell me about how you felt on the bump and just going through 7 innings and a complete game for you.
It felt good. I mean, it's really easy to pitch when you got the defense we have. They make plays all night for me. And just the relationship I have with the catcher, Zach, I mean, he knows, he's calling pitches, and our assistant coach is calling pitches, and the relationship we have together, I'm thinking about it on the mound. I'm like, what should we go here? I'm thinking about it, and that's exactly what they call. I just think he's been catching me for 3 years, so I think I felt good, but Zach is also doing the dirty work behind the plate.
It was a pitcher's duel for the first 4 or 5 innings with you and Norwalk's Owen Siemens on the mound. Talk about your composure a little bit. I mean, you talked about working with Zach, but really just staying in only with that one run lead and keeping things under control until your boys could get things going on offense later on.
Yeah, I mean, just keeping composure and just trusting your stuff. I just trusting what Zach's going to call and just knowing what he's going to think and how he wants to pitch me, but just throwing my stuff with confidence. That's the main thing. Trusting Zach.
You've had an excellent offensive season, leading the team in almost every offensive category. Your first 2 at-bats of either game were either a hit by pitch or a walk. I mean, getting up there and wanting to swing on that ball, but working patiently and just taking what you can get, putting your guys in situations. Just tell me about those and working patiently at the plate and just kind of coming into today with a batter's eye.
Yeah, I think you. I've been working on my discipline for a while. I mean, chasing was my only thing that I really needed to work on. I think our pregame stuff and our practices, I've really been getting a lot of guys more disciplined and getting the pitch they want. We had a lot of guys hammer fastballs tonight and hammer a pitch they want to hit. So just staying disciplined and staying disciplined as a team helps us overall.
Saw you guys taking a picture over there on the mound. I assume that was to clinch the conference back-to-back. Just tell me what that means. And doing it over a county foe who's sitting around third. Okay. Just how you guys feel going into kind of nearing the postseason towards the end of this year and being conference champs again.
Yeah, it feels amazing. Back-to-back years, just playing as a team, playing with the squad, almost the same team as we had last year. So just a lot of good relationships with the boys, and winning together is probably the best feeling ever.
Again, you're hearing from George Blake on the Indianola baseball team sweeping Norwalk tonight. A few more here for you, George. Talk about this senior class. I mean, a great group of guys, really solid ball players, lots of offense from them today. I mean, obviously you still plenty of season left, wanting to kind of keep things going, but you got a lot of guys that are finishing up some great high school careers. Just tell me a little bit about some of them. A
lot of guys. I mean, I've been playing with them for 3 years, and they're my best buddies. Asher Brick, I mean, he works his butt off in the spring. Right now he's in the cages every day. He's one of the hardest workers and also one of our best leaders on the baseball field. He just kind of got it all, was the quarterback, so he just has all the leadership and has the word to speak out to the team, but also puts in great at-bats, pitches on the mound, makes great plays at first. Zach is also a huge piece to our puzzle, huge piece. Great catcher, swings it phenomenal. So there's all those guys, just seeing those guys, playing with them, growing up, just seeing them absolutely taking it out on the field this year is amazing feeling.
Got a new facility this year, turf. How do you feel? What do you think about it? And it looks like you guys are handling it pretty well and getting used to it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's amazing. The opportunity we get to play on this field almost every night is awesome. And the crowd here, I mean, I don't know if it's a field, I don't know if it's our team, but we get a really good crowd here, and it's awesome to play when the hill's filled. So very good opportunity, and we're blessed to play here every day.
Looking ahead, you've had an excellent regular season, a couple of weeks left here before we get the postseason pairings. How can you keep things rolling? I mean, your numbers have been great, but just continuing momentum and being a force to reckon with, leading off the order and playing pretty well on the mound as well.
just staying disciplined. I mean, things are going to go, there's going to be a week you don't hit well, and there's going to be at bats that you hate, but just staying level and staying a good teammate, mm-hmm. and just that will help you. As long as you're a good teammate and a good outfielder, I mean, the hits will come, and just staying together as a team is the main thing.
What reasons do you have to believe that this team can go pretty far in the postseason here coming with July coming up here pretty soon?
We're boys. We're all kind of a smaller town. We've all known each other since we were in middle school. I think we got half our team's juniors in my class. So, I mean, we know everybody. We joke with everybody. We hang out almost every day. So I just really think we got that kind of small town heart and kind of just the eager to win.
George, an excellent game today. Congratulations on the sweep and conference championship. Any final comments before we see you next time?
Shout out Jacob Ory Throws. I appreciate you.
Yeah, first at bat of the season, Jacob Ory. George, thank you very much. Congrats. And that was Indianola junior George Blake following the sweep of Norwalk and the conference championship back-to-back for the Indianola baseball team on today's Lely Radio Sports page.